The Colcloughs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Is Nev never into babe in arms no more? I can't cope. What's he into now?
He's in the backyard with Ray's cricket bat.
Oh, you need eyes on your backside. Nevy, that's not an hammer.
Sorry. I thought Ray'd have him for 5 minutes. Didn't realise you were off work.
Oh, I'm having one off with the Queen. He's at Mark's new house. It's in her on, Nev. If Cheryl's working, you've got to mind, Nevy. You can't expect us to drop everything at a moment's notice.
I wish Brimley Potts had a flipping crash.
Oh, you must be kidding. They kind of rustle up a decent stapler. Nevy, come out of that grid! Oh, he's got a thing about grids. I think he's cut out for a job with Seven Trent. Do you want him home for when Cheryl knocks off?
If Potts. If he's too much bother.
I shall want the going rate. I thought me and Ray had got shut of all this baby minding. Oh, no shortage of activity next door either, Luke.
Next door?
Oh, don't fret, I'll have the monster. As a matter of fact, I've a bit of business up Lowmore anyway. I shall kill two birds. No, I shall kill Nevy if he don't give over chucking stones.
Nevy! No!
Hey up. It's them kids next door, see? You watch. If I so much as show me face out there, they'll scuttle back in. Oh, it's a funny how-do-do.
Right, I'll be off then, Reenie.
I've toyed with the idea of going round, but I can't somehow. I'm scared to death of what I might find.
How do you mean? Look all right to me.
All right, this squatter's man. What's more, they're squatting in Bryn's house. Police will be next thing, you mark my words. Somebody's been round asking questions already this morning.
Asking questions? Who?
Suit and tie, posh accent, solicitor, I reckon. And there's me standing in me rollers.
What did he want to know, like?
Well, who they are, basically. Wouldn't go into detail, but it seems Blodwyn's decided to sell up. Of course, you don't want squatters if you're flogging your house. Worse than dry rot.
You haven't called the police, have you?
Oh, have I, Eckers-like? None of my business. Though I did tell him I had a key if that were any use. Oh, yes, Mrs. Colcloughs, he said, thank you. And it turned out I couldn't find it. I must have given it back to Blodwyn and forgot with me grieving. Oh, I expect all of a sudden we'll hear the door being bashed in and that'll be the back of him. Oh, it is upsetting. You don't want that type of thing on your doorstep, do you?
Of course not. Have you tried your Mark?
Mark?
Well, he's the property tycoon. Housing people left, right and centre. He might have something to do with it, Reenie.
Oh, and Mark wouldn't get involved. Would he?
Mark, have you any hurry this morning? I'd like to take a shower.
Where to?
You don't mind?
It's your flat, Bernard. Feel free. Though you wouldn't think so, you've hardly been here since I told you everything about Pritchard. Talk about burying your head in the sand.
It's not like that, Mark.
Well, have you given her the push?
No.
No, she's still sat there with her fancy glasses and 2 ton of makeup. She's ripped me off, and what have you done about it? Sweet F.A. Are you the chairman of the board, or what?
Yes, I am.
Well, act it and stop letting her push you around.
She isn't pushing me around.
Isn't she? Ditch the Toyota. You may as well go to work in a wheelbarrow.
Mark, if you'll let me speak... Yes, it's all very unpleasant. I hardly slept a wink last night.
I suppose you think I slept like a log and woke up in the fireplace.
The reason I've been spending more time with Louise is because I've been trying to tell her. It isn't easy. I mean, put yourself in my shoes. My children, how will they react to their daddy leading a double life?
Hang about. I'm a lodger, that's all.
But it won't appear that way.
Suppose not.
God, what a mess. Look, I've an appointment with Susan Pritchard later this morning.
To give her a card?
Of course, I don't expect her to take it lying down. So this afternoon...
You're gonna tell your wife?
Well, I've no choice.
Don't fret, Nev. I'll have him round to yours on 2 of the dot.
Tarini, I owe you one. A moustache.
And next time, give us some warning if you don't mind. I've got to get me face on.
Is it a job interview? You look very nice.
Well, let's just say it's personal business. See, here's one of them now, Luke.
One of who?
Kids next door. I don't think he lives there, but he's batting two like a ping pong ball.
I've never seen him before.
Hey up, Nev. Can't you stop? I might be delivering papers.
Hey up, Nev. You said you didn't know him.
Yeah. It just dawned on me. I have seen him knocking about. Lives up near Mark, actually.
Does he now? You might be right, Nev. Perhaps Mark has got something to do with it. I shall see him.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Rowley?
Yes, Susan. Sit down. Susan, how long have you worked at Six Towns Building Society?
Oh, it must be 5 years, come Crimbo.
And you've enjoyed working here?
It's had its moments.
Yes, I bet. I expect it was no surprise when you were told to come and see me.
After 5 years, one expects to hobnob with the board. One of the perks of the job, I reckon.
Yes, well, let me get to the point. What the hell's been going on?
Going on, Mr. Rowley?
You know what I'm talking about. All this moonlighting. Making money on the side at the expense of our clients. Using them.
I take it you're referring to your lodger, as he's euphemistically called.
Him and a good many others, it seems.
I never used anybody.
Oh, come off it. I'm telling you, Susan, this has got to stop. And I shall see to it.
And I'm telling you, Mr. Rowley, if I'm forced into a corner, the dirt might just hit the fan.
By that you mean my wife.
I might.
Well, you're making a mistake. My personal life has nothing at all to do with you. Try anything silly, and I'm afraid you won't have the proverbial leg to stand on.
So what next? Wipe the proverbial slate clean? Sweep it under the carpet? We could.
Oh, I've no doubt about that. What I do doubt is whether this job really suits you. Now, for someone with your qualifications, it's only a matter of course to seek promotion, climb a rung or two.
You're asking me to resign?
Wrong. Not asking. Telling.
Oh, pardon me. I'm perfectly cozy in this job. It pays well. Stoke isn't Dallas, but it's not dead either. Now, a person with your qualifications, Chairman, I expect opportunities for ever knocking.
You're very smart, Pritchard.
Thank you, Chairman.
That will be all.
Sure. By the way, how's Mark getting on with Bickerton Street? Ready to move in?
I said that will be all.
Hey, Damien, come here, I want a quick word.
Hey up, Mark. What's up? I'm doing my papers.
This house I've got for your auntie. Just wanted to tell you it'll soon be ready. Thought you might want to tell her it's all systems go.
It's all right, actually. She's fixed up now.
Fixed up? What are you on about? Oh, don't tell me she's gone back to your uncle.
Nah. She got a place up Brinley Bank way.
Brinley Bank? Since when?
I'll fill you in later, Mark. I've got to move.
Hang about, matey. You're going nowhere.
All right, Mark.
Good job you've turned up, Nev. I'm just about to strangle this little so-and-so.
You can't do that. Not in broad daylight. Get him in the back alley and duff him up.
Reckons his aunt is fixed up in Brinley Bank. First I've heard of it. And here's me bending over backwards for her. Little dipstick.
Hey up. One of your students is shouting you.
Shouting me? I never heard him.
You might better go and see. Might have paid you too much rent.
If these students weren't paying good money, they'd be a pain. Damien, sit.
What are you playing at?
What have I done now?
You nearly got me shot this morning, blabbing to Mrs. Cocroft. I'm not supposed to know out about your auntie in the house next door.
I saw a film once about a bloke hiding someone in his attic. Perfect undercover operation. Trouble as he got caught and had his brains blown out.
Damien, what I'm saying is keep your trap shut. It's temporary as this. If you go trumpeting, I'll get my brains blown out and all.
Enough said, Nev.
Especially if Mark asks.
Especially if Mark asks.
Now get out of sight quick.
Hang about, Damien. Oh, what have you let him go for? I had a finish with him.
Busy with his papers, he said. Hey, listen, Mark. Your mother's on the warpath.
My mother? Why?
Something about a key.
A key? Oh, she must mean for my new house. My dad's doing some work there. It's a right mess, Nev. You don't fancy pulling your weight, do you?
I've no can do, mate. Chock-a-block with work.
Thought you might be, conveniently. Sometimes I have my suspicions about your so-called work.
Mum, it's Mrs. Colcliffe to see you.
Oh?
I thought it were about time we had a word.
Oh, aye.
In private.
Go on. Go and do your own work, lovey.
I haven't got any homework.
Well, go and find some.
But I've got none.
Tidy your room, then. Anything. Scram.
I can take a subtle hint, Mother.
Just started in the sixth form. Bright kid. Bamba Gascoigne material.
Yes, she seems bright.
You wanna come talk about her, though. You better park your behind. Cup of tea, do you?
Surprised you're offering that stronger.
Meaning?
Last time we met, you were three parts pie-eyed. We had a slanging match outside my daughter's. Do you remember? Huh, stupid question.
If that's your attitude, scrub the copper.
Showing me up. Beginning to make an habit of that, you are.
You what?
Pinching my husband.
Never so much as pinched his bum.
Well, that's a relief, I must say.
Look, Ray made it perfectly clear. All right, he swapped his wedding ring over. Otherwise, he made it perfectly clear he were wed. Nowt happened in Magaluf.
Nowt might have happened in Magaluf. But what about since? You went pubbing it with him.
Well, I can't deny that.
Have you seen him since that night?
No way, Anna. Any road, you're no angel yourself, Renee Colclough. Torrid romance with a bloke Ray nearly died for.
That's nowt do with it, and it won't torrid.
No, and I bet you wish it were.
Did he really swap his ring over?
And he called himself Ralph.
Ralph?
Mind you, I cracked on our Estelle. It's funny, from what Ralph said, I expected you to be a bit plainer. And here you are, parked on my settee with lipstick and curls dingle dangling.
What do you mean, from what Ralph said? I mean, Ray, what's he say about me?
Oh, Lord, lovey. It were nowt but a bit of fun. We were like two kids our Dawn's age. As a matter of fact, I owe you a thank you very gladly.
What for?
Doing me a favour. Funny how fellas have an effect on you, make you do yourself up. And Ray weren't the only one in your clan. Connie Carter, she's been good to me now.
Connie Carter? That's my mam you're on about.
And she's got heart of gold. Obviously you were lumber with your father's jeans.
I'm not here to talk about my parents. I'm here to say one thing. Leave me husband alone.
And you leave me alone. You might think I'm a drunken bimbo, but I got feelings and all.
I never called you a bimbo.
You were thinking it.
I was thinking that to the kind.
All right! I heard every word of that bawling. So did half the street.
I told you to go in your room. Children should be seen and not heard.
You're the ones acting like kids. Look, it's best if you went, Mrs. Colclough. No point going on with this until you pair can sit down and talk about it rationally, like adults.
I told you she were bright.
How'd it go, Bernard?
Don't ask.
I am asking. Did you sack her?
What? Oh, no.
No? Why not?
Oh, give me a break, Mark. All these questions.
Have you been at the Ipflas?
Oh, for heaven's sake, what if I have?
You've had a nosebleed.
Well spotted. She hit me.
Who? Pritchard, or your wife?
My wife. Who do you think?
Oh, shall I get you a tissue?
Get me a drink.
And what happened then?
Oh, she's had suspicions for some time. I had no idea.
Well, tell me what happened.
God, it was awful. She called me all the names under the sun in front of the children, for God's sake. I'll stay here for now. She won't have me back.
She's kicked you out? Oh, that's terrible.
And I've got Pritchard on my back as well.
There's nothing she can do now you've told your wife.
Oh, she'll think of something. Oh, a cheeky bitch suggested I ask for a transfer. Probably thinks she can stir it up with the board.
She's threatening you with the board?
Oh, don't worry. It's no big deal. They all know. The thing is, Mark, I can do without all this harassment. And if Louise finds out about this place...
This sounds a bit ominous. And so?
It would be best if you moved out.
You're throwing me out now? Oh, brilliant!
I'll give you time to find somewhere else, of course. Well, there's nothing else I can do, Mark. I'm sorry.
You're sorry? What about me? Looks like I'm on the bleeding streets again.
Today's writer was Mark Bickerton. The Colcloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Colcloughs return with another episode on Monday.